Theodore Roosevelt's life began in comfort, but not in ease. He was born on October 27, 1858, in New York City, into a family that had money, status, influence, and deep roots in American society. From the outside, his childhood could have looked like a fortunate one, and in many ways it was. He grew up surrounded by books, servants, travel, education, affection, and opportunity. He was not born into poverty or obscurity. He did not have to struggle for food, shelter, or social recognition. Yet the central battle of his early life was intensely personal, frightening, and unavoidable. He was a frail, asthmatic child who often felt as though his own body had turned against him. Theodore Roosevelt, who would one day become a soldier, hunter, rancher, reformer, president, explorer, and symbol of American vigor, began life as a boy who could barely breathe. That fact is essential to understanding him. Roosevelt's later reputation was built on force, force of personality, force of action, force of speech, force of will. He loved movement, danger, effort, and competition. He praised courage so often that courage became almost a moral religion to him. He admired warriors, pioneers, athletes, statesmen, naturalists, and men who tested themselves against hardship. But beneath that loud, energetic public figure was a child who had known weakness in the most intimate way. He had known the terror of waking in the night unable to draw air into his lungs. He had known what it meant to be physically limited while his mind burned with curiosity and ambition. He had known what it meant to be loved, protected, and pitied, and he eventually decided that pity was something he could not endure. His family called him T-Dye, a nickname that followed him through childhood. The boy behind that nickname was bright, intense, affectionate, nervous, observant, and unusually sensitive to the world around him. He noticed animals, sounds, faces, landscapes, and moods with remarkable attention. He was not merely a child who liked nature, he studied it with a kind of hunger. He collected specimens, watched birds, read books on natural history, and developed the habits of a young scientist before he had the strength of a young athlete. His imagination was large, his energy was restless, and his body was unreliable. The household into which Roosevelt was born had two powerful emotional centers, his father, Theodore Roosevelt Sr., and his mother, Martha Bullock Roosevelt. His father was a wealthy New York philanthropist and businessman, a man of strong religious conviction, public spirit, and moral seriousness. He worked in charitable causes, helped found institutions, and believed that privilege carried responsibility. He was not merely a rich man who enjoyed his position, he believed in service. To his son, he appeared almost perfect. Later in life, Theodore Roosevelt would describe his father in terms that bordered on reverence. He saw him as the finest man he had ever known, a model of strength, kindness, discipline, and decency. His mother, Martha, known as the Mitty, came from a southern family in Georgia. She was graceful, charming, imaginative, and remembered by many as beautiful. Through her, young Theodore inherited stories of the Old South, family drama, gentility, and a different cultural world from the hard-driving commercial atmosphere of New York. That contrast mattered. Roosevelt was born into a household that contained both Northern reformist energy and Southern romantic memory. During the Civil War, this divide would become more than cultural. His father supported the Union, while his mother's family had Confederate sympathies. Theodore was still very young during the war, but the emotional complexity of divided loyalties entered the atmosphere of his childhood. The Roosevelt home was not cold or distant. It was affectionate, lively, and intellectually stimulating.